So sharing more on discernment, we will realize that this very important topic and aspect of the Bible is very heavy and fundamental to every believer. You know why? When we don't walk in discernment, we miss out. We miss out on major events of life pertaining to the kingdom of God or pertaining to what heaven has passed for us all. And so it's a space that is so important. Ah, child of God, I encourage you, please raise it as a very important docket of your life, that you will always live in a knowledge that is superseding what we see, what we experience in our five senses, and that you will live in the space of always being in discernment. That is an important place to be. The Bible says about the children of Israel that they knew the acts of God. They knew the signs of God. They saw miracles happen. But Moses knew the ways of God. Those are two distinctions, in that there are people who live in this world just to see things happen, or reports, or wait for news to be informed about something. But there are people who are in the space where they oftentimes live in such oneness with God, before events happen, they know what God is about to do. And that's where Moses was at. Moses knew the ways of God. He knew how God would react. He knew how God would handle different matters. And that's why he was kept in the space of being a leader and being one that would give advice, correction, and direction to the children of Israel. The Bible says the same about the sons of Issachar, that they discerned the times that they were living in. And for that reason, God made them commanders of their brothers. My sister, my brother, if you want to be in relevance and to be a tool that God will use in these last days, please sharpen your place of discernment. Now, if we read in the book of Matthew chapter 16 from verse 1 to 4, Jesus says something very heavy to the scribes, the Pharisees, and the leaders of the Jewish people. So these people came again, and you will see this all across the Gospels many, many times. This story is repeated over and over again. I think the Pharisees and the Sadducees had a habit of coming to make inquiries from Jesus. And one of the things many times they asked is, show us a sign. Show us demonstrate a miracle for us. But they were doing this to test him, though they knew at the back of their minds, he was no ordinary person, right? So the Bible says in Matthew chapter 16, verse 1 to 4, then the Pharisees and the Sadducees came and testing him, asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said to them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red, and in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Then Jesus called them hypocrites. Hypocrites is not a good word. Eh? It's not a good word. Hypocrites means a pretender. So he said, hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and an adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left and departed. Now, see, Jesus even leaves them hanging. He doesn't explain. He leaves them again in the place where they need to discern what he has said. May God help us. May God help you and I to even understand when God says something and he doesn't go even deeper to explain, but to know him because we are one with him. Praise the Lord. So when Jesus said that they will be given the sign of Jonah, that sign of Jonah is really the fact that Jonah was swallowed by the fish and he stayed in the fish for 3 days. And on the third day, the fish vomited him. He likened it to his death. He likened it to the experience that he would have while he was crucified and now was dead, right? But on the third day he would rise. Now I want you to realize something, that Jesus, being the Messiah, initially, first and foremost, he was to save the nation of Israel. He was to be the redeemer of the people of the Jewish tribe and culture, all right? But these people didn't whisk their time of visitation. It's a very sad thing that over the events of the calendar of heaven, 4,000 years of Jesus being prophesied by prophets, and when he shows up, Israel is struggling with the Lord. Church, we need to be very careful, because I think even the judgment in our time would be even heavier. Why? Because God has freely bestowed to us the Holy Spirit. He lives in us today. We are the ones that house the person of the Holy Spirit as the body of Christ. And so we should not be without knowledge. The Bible says he would teach us all things and lead us into all truth. So at what point in time is it that we are not knowing what God is doing in the realms of the earth, in the realms of our family life, in the realms of our callings, in the realms of the body of Christ and its agenda on the earth? And so the Bible says that they had been promised the Messiah. But look at how they were handling Jesus. Look at how they lowly esteemed him. Look at how they oftentimes interrogated him, demeaned him, wanted to stone him, made people walk away with him. And this reminds me of a very key scripture in the Bible that says this. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 30 says, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." Listen to those words. Let me read from the Amplified. It says, "He who is not with me, definitely on my side, is against me. And he who does not definitely gather with me and for my side scatters." Church, if we don't keep knowing God, where he is going, being one with him, it is very possible we can find ourselves literally scattering. Yeah? So the nation of Israel, when they did not recognize their hour of visitation, the Messiah was here for their sake, for their salvation, even before he saved the Gentiles, you and I, he had first come to the nation of Israel to save such, to bring redemption to them as the Messiah. But when they didn't discern him, they scattered abroad. They are the ones who finally said, "Crucify him, crucify him." I am urging the body of Christ, pray that God will sharpen the area of knowing his heart, knowing his mind, so that whatever he is building, we are building with him. Whatever God is not building, we will not be found in that space. We cannot be where our Father is not. And so I challenge us today, please pray, honestly seek the Lord, stay in the place of the Word, stay in the place of very close relationship and fellowship with the person of the Holy Spirit. And that way, we will not be left out of what the Father is doing. So won't you have a time and a season of living in sharp, sharp discernment? God bless you. Amen.